Tony Henley Ministries is a nonprofit that is dedicated to inspiring and equipping believers to be leaders. We do this through counseling, coaching, written word, as well as public speaking and audio. Go to TonyHenley.org for more information. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs 22:7 says, the online dictionary defines rich as having a great deal of money or assets, wealthy. Poor means lacking sufficient money to live at a standard considered comfortable or normal in a society. So the one with money rules over the one that does not have money. We live in a society where money is important. We buy groceries, houses, and pay for utilities with money. We buy cars with money and use it to buy necessities such as clothes and food. When you have no money, you're constantly thinking about money. How do I make money? How can I have more money? How can I make more money? How can I get the money to buy clothes or a house? The rich are people who have a great deal of money, so they don't fret or worry about necessities. They do, however, have larger issues, larger pressures at times because they might have businesses or greater monthly or yearly needs. The poor are poor mostly due to poor habits. They spend their money foolishly, buying things they don't need. Trying to keep up with the Joneses is a great example of how to become poor. Instead of knowing where their money is going, they spend it as soon as they get it. Poor people borrow money, usually at high interest rates. They sign up for all of the credit card applications sent to them. When they do borrow, they borrow from the rich. Those who have money is where they go, banks. How they become servants is through their borrowing. Now, they know their money has to go to the rich that they have borrowed from. I know people who work 2-3 jobs to pay back the money they have borrowed. And they also pay back more than what they borrowed. They become servants to the rich, who only become richer due to the poor's debts. God doesn't want us to be poor, nor in debt to others. So I encourage you today, you know, set down, get out a plan to where you can manage the money that God gives you, to where you can be able to know where the money goes, where you can invest, save, live below your means so you can have the money to invest. Sometimes getting a second job, working harder, is good, because then you can create the financial space to be able to invest, start your own business, maybe buy a CD, invest in stocks, whatever it might be, and then you become richer. I encourage you today, stop borrowing and become the one that lends. Again, I thank you for listening. This is Tony Henley. Go to our website, TonyHenley.org, to check out things we're doing. Be sure and subscribe to our podcast. Thank you so much for listening.